politics. In the article that I have given you, I have given one quotation from his politics. He has made a good study of various constitutions, various kinds of constitutions, because politics is basically what? It's a science, an art of organizing society. That is politics. The art and science of organizing society. One supreme problem of society is how to keep people together. This is the central problem of human life. How to keep a family intact? How to keep a group intact? How do you keep an army intact? How do you keep social workers together? Whole people of the country together, the whole people of the world together. This is the supreme problem of politics. Therefore, human beings have tried to find different forms. Monarchy is a form by which you can keep the people together. Aristocracy is another form. Oligarchy is another form. Democracy is another form. And beyond democracy, of which Sri Aurobindo has spoken, and which you are trying here. But you cannot understand what is being done here unless you know that human beings all over the world history have tried their best to keep society together and evolve different forms. And each form that has been evolved has a defect. It has a merit, but also a defect. And Aristotle, in the 4th century BC, examines all the different forms, which is very interesting. Yet Aristotle anticipated various kinds of forms of organization. And he has criticized every form and suggested how you can combine the good and merits of all the different forms and can keep them together, which is a great alchemy, great invention. Up till now, nobody has been able to do it. How to keep all the different forms together, to take their merits together and eliminating the demerits and put them together. This is a great, great science by itself. So his book on politics, even today people read it, and nobody in the West is regarded as a good student of politics unless he has done Aristotle. Even till today, even though many theories are now developed, many other things have developed, but unless you are founded in Aristotle, you are not a good student of politics at all. Nobody will pass you, even in BA, if you do not know what Aristotle has said in politics. Ethics is another subject. His Ethics is one of the most famous books in the world history. What is ethics? Ethics is a science and art of ideal conduct. When can you say that your conduct is ideal, is the best, highest? When can you say that you act in the best possible manner? How do you judge it? It's a very difficult subject. And he wrote on this subject. And he came to the conclusion that there are many human beings who are good from time to time. They are ideal from time to time. But he said you should not give them the label of virtuous. Those who are good and ideal from time to time, don't call them virtuous. He said virtue is a habit. Unless every time the action is ideal, which emerges from you all the time automatically like a habit, only then you are really virtuous. Like breathing, for example, you breathe automatically, effortlessly, like a habit. Only when the ideal action proceeds from you. And what is the ideal action? It is the mean between two extremes, which is a very difficult art. It is easy to be excessive on one side, excessive on the other side. You can be excessively generous and people see it as virtue. No. You can be excessively miserly and you say it is a vice, but no. Can you combine generosity and miserliness together? Avarice and generosity, can you combine together? When you can combine together, that is the mean when you arrive, that is the ideal conduct. So his theory was a mean. Virtue is a mean which should become a habit with you. These two words are to be remembered in ethics. Habit and mean. That which is average between the two excesses, which is a very difficult art. You can be one excessive or another excessive, is easy. It's easy to be excessively generous. It's very easy to be excessively miserly. But be miserly at the right moment and be generous at the right moment, in the right measure, at the right proportion, that is the most difficult thing. And that is his definition. You may agree, you may not agree. Today there has been a lot of debate on this subject. But Aristotle has ruled the idea of ethics for how many thousands of years? So you can see, I have counted so many subjects in which his supremacy has been recognized. And therefore, if you cannot understand Western thought unless you know Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. And Aristotle cannot be understood unless you know Plato. And Plato cannot be understood unless you understand Socrates. This is the interconnection of the three. That is why I started with Socrates with you. And I spent a good deal of time with you on Socrates, because Socrates' life itself is a great lesson. So, when you feel necessary, when you feel inclined, I shall be happy to discuss Aristotle with you, but I am giving you my lesson with you already as a gift. Keep it with you, and you are free to study at all at your own, in a no school system. This is super school. But there is also no school system. So think that it is a lesson for no school. You have no school, it is a gift with you. Study it whenever you feel like. And if you have difficulties, if you have questions, when I come here, let us have a session on it. Alright. So that is why I am distributing this paper to you. My second paper that is I am giving to you is Sankhya. Why have I chosen this particular subject, Sankhya? I have already given you something of the Veda, something of the Dharma. But neither Veda is philosophy nor Dharma is a philosophy. They belong to a different domain. If you at all want to give any label, you can say Veda is science of living. If you want to give a label, what is Veda? Veda is a knowledge, is a science. Science of living. The most difficult science in the world is a science of living. People don't sufficiently recognize it. There is a word which is called art of living, which is easier. Science of living is much more difficult. Art can be a partial expression, but science has to be comprehensive. You can be fashionable even without being profound. This is a normal experience of life. You can curl your hair in a particular fashion. You can put in your dress in a particular fashion. You can walk in a particular style. You can behave in a particular style. It's all art of living. But science of living takes you to the profundities of living. What is life? You have to enter into the entire process of life. You cannot have science of living unless you know the beginning of life and the end of life. Otherwise it's not a science. Science is a complete comprehensive knowledge of all aspects of life. Then only you can develop a science.